WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Stoic State of Mind, your daily dose of wisdom and motivation, delivered with a side of humor because let's face it, life's too short to be serious all the time. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and today we're diving into something absolutely crucial for navigating this crazy world. Emotional control and self-regulation. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on a roller coaster with no brakes and you can't tell which way is up? You know that feeling when anger boils over in traffic, or stress takes hold and leaves you feeling paralyzed? Well, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. We can learn to become the captains of our own emotional ships, steering ourselves towards calmness and clarity. And trust me, it's a skill worth mastering. Think about it. Strong emotional control isn't just about avoiding meltdowns. It's about building resilience, making better decisions, and cultivating genuine happiness. So how do we get there? Buckle up because I'm about to share 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your emotional intelligence game. Number 1. Awareness is your superpower. It all starts with recognizing your emotions as they arise. Don't judge them, just acknowledge them. Think of it like a weather report. You wouldn't ignore a storm warning, right? The same goes for those inner storms. Pay attention to your physical sensations, your thoughts, and your behavioral cues. What triggers your stress, your anger? Understanding these patterns is the first step towards taking control. Number 2. Mindfulness is your secret weapon. This isn't about emptying your mind, it's about bringing your full attention to the present moment. Techniques like meditation, deep breathing exercises, and even just focusing on your senses can help you ground yourself when things get hectic. Imagine a calm oasis in the midst of a bustling city. Mindfulness is that oasis, a place where you can reconnect with yourself and find stillness amidst the chaos. Number 3. Language matters. What we say to ourselves, our inner dialogue, has a profound impact on our emotions. Negative self-talk? That's like pouring gasoline on an already raging fire. Instead, try rephrasing those thoughts into something more positive and constructive. For example, instead of, "I can't handle this," try, "This is challenging, but I can find a way through it." Think of it as training your brain to be more resilient. Number 4. Healthy habits are your foundation. We're talking about getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, and moving your body regularly. These aren't just cliches, they're essential for emotional well-being. When you take care of yourself physically, you create a stronger framework to handle emotional challenges. Number 5. Seek support when needed. Remember, we're not meant to go it alone. Talk to trusted friends or family members, or consider seeking guidance from a therapist. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and offer valuable perspective. Think of it like having a toolbox. Sometimes you need the right tools for the job, and that includes reaching out for support when needed. Okay, let's paint a picture with a real-world example. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting, and your mind is racing. Frustration starts to bubble up. You're gripping the steering wheel, maybe even muttering under your breath. But here's where our stoic superpowers come in. Take a deep breath, acknowledge that frustration, and remind yourself that getting angry won't magically make the traffic move any faster. Focus on your senses. Feel the cool air conditioning on your skin. Listen to the rhythm of the engine. Maybe even put on some calming music. By practicing these techniques, you can shift from a state of emotional reactivity to one of calm composure. You're now in control, able to navigate this stressful situation with grace and effectiveness. See what I mean? It's all about practice and awareness. Remember, folks, developing emotional control and self-regulation is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, but the rewards are immense. You'll feel more confident, calmer, and ultimately happier. So here's your call to action. Choose one of the takeaways we discussed today and put it into practice right now. Share your experience with us on social media using hashtag Stoic State of Mind. Let's build this resilient community together, one mindful moment at a time. And remember, until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep shining bright.
The This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.